an Indiana sheriff's deputy using amateur cowboy skills, it's described here, that he learned from watching TV.
Okay. A lot of Westerns?
He was able to lasso a loose sheep that had wandered onto the highway. Yeah, it's kind of a funny Facebook post. This is from Scott County, Indiana. Deputy Thompson apparently was dispatched to deal with a farm animal and located what was recognized, again, and this is the Facebook post, a sheep trying to hitchhike on the interstate, which is illegal. So they apprehended him. So the Deputy Thompson apparently is known for his cowboy skills and his ability with a lasso. So when the news reports going on, they started asking him, so how'd you get these skills? And this is when he talked about watching TV. Oh, really? What do you watch? Westerns. He says, no, I think more or less is I'm watching too much Yellowstone. And I thought, since we just referenced that a few weeks ago when we were talking about something, I can't even remember why, but I remember, Pat, you mentioned Yellowstone. Yeah.
So today we have a guy lassoing sheep. Yesterday we had a guy using his tape measure to tie a hog.
That's exactly right. Didn't say about learning those skills watching Yellowstone.
No.
But this guy specifically mentioned it. I think I'm watching too much Yellowstone. So do you have those skills, Pat, since
I do not. No.
How do you know? Have you tried?
I haven't. No, I'd have to ride a horse, though. And
Well, this guy was in his patrol car and got out and just
lassoed. Oh, okay. Oh, you don't need a horse. All right. Well, maybe then. Maybe.
Okay.
I can't really tie my own shoes, so I don't know how to do anything with rope, but.
We'll have to bring in a lasso and give Pat a try. see if the Yellowstone works for Pat. All right. 6:45. So I have video of this because it's made available through the Guinness World Record, folks. And like I said, I mean, these stories come across, and some I make reference to because they're kind of interesting. Others are just, you know, something so crazy that someone finds a skill they can do. Of course, you're going to set a world record because nobody else has thought of doing that. Well, this is a Michigan man who's officially been awarded a Guinness World Record. It's Dante Barnes of Battle Creek, and he now owns the Guinness World Record for male, by the way, because apparently it's a female category in this too, which I did not know. He has the world's largest tongue circumference.
Oh. Ha. Wow.
4.8 inches. Here is the video, and I'll let Dante say a few words. If you want to check this out, here's a great way to start your morning. Check this out. Here you go.
My name is Dante.
Oh, that's a thick tongue.
Yeah.
Right. I hold the Guinness World Record title for the largest tongue circumference, measuring at 12.19 centimeters or 4.8 inches. I discovered I could do this with my tongue about a year and a half ago when I was 20. I was just watching a video, and I saw someone else doing it. So something similar, and I thought I could try it. I made a video about it myself, and people made other videos about it saying it's a crazy feat, and I just kept doing it ever since.
Now there you go.
So it was thicker than that marshmallow he held up, eh?
Yeah. He did comparisons with a marshmallow, with a ping pong ball. Well, yeah, 4.8 inches is his tongue circumference.
He speaks okay, so apparently it doesn't get in the way of that.
Not getting his way. Well, it looks like he has a mouth that's capable of containing that tongue. He says, it's just my tongue. I'm able to flex it like any other muscle, like moving your fingers or lifting a weight. Yeah. Well, with a 4.8 inch tongue circumference, you probably could lift a few. He says, I see my tongue as a gift, but I never thought I would have a Guinness World Record title at all for my tongue.
So this...
The record for everything.
This is real.
Certified.
Yeah.
The video I have, and I'll be posting on our Morning Team Show page in case you'd like to see it for yourself, and you might have to. It comes actually from the Guinness World Records.
Yeah.
It's not just the video he took.
Oh,
it's their official video.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Because, of course, everything has to be measured properly and authenticated.
That's a thick tongue.
Isn't that but hey, he's from Michigan, from Battle Creek. So not just home of, it's not just Cereal City anymore. It's Tongue City. Look for the signs next time you're traveling through Battle Creek, home of Dante Barnes, Guinness World Record holder for largest tongue circumference. Yeah, not the best way to start your day. I understand that, you know, an up close and personal viewpoint of somebody's tongue.
I mean, how do you even start, though, by thinking, well, I don't know.
Well, as you said, you're just watching video and you thought, huh, I can do that. So, well, obviously he knew he had some type of different tongue than perhaps most people have.
Does he do some type of exercises to build it up or something?
Yeah, you wonder how do you yeah, you want to make sure that you retain that world record. Now, what is the daily workout now?
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Sure. Okay.
Yes. I'm sure he wasn't inserting Botox or something.
No, not at all. Not at all. Here, a quick last, quick look. Yeah. Oh, let me see if I can go back.
Wait, I don't know if I need to see it one more time.
Yeah. He's holding his official Guinness World Record certificate right there.
Okay, there's
the official certificate there. So he is noticed. He is noticed. There's a record for everything. But again, since he comes from Michigan, we make sure we give him props.
Well, hey, that's right.
So will they give him his own parade, homecoming parade, the guy with the thick tongue?
can you imagine the floats?